Bob Mayhew is your classic fisherman type.
We call it salty in New England. Yeah, I was probably like 4 years old. My father used to take me out overnight fishing trips. Been on the water most of my life.
Stoic, 56, elaborate DIY projects. At first glance, not the guy you'd think to call and talk about your feelings. But you'd be wrong. Bob is warm, attentive, and he noticed a lot of kids on the Cape were in trouble. They needed role models, and he knew he could help. So just after his 50th birthday, he called up Big Brothers Big Sisters. He got a match, a 10-year-old in Sandwich. He drove over to Ethan's house to meet him.
The lady came to her house, and Bob was with her.
He was 10 years old, and he was about 4 foot tall.
Terrifying. They quietly sized each other up in the living room, buffered by Ethan's Aunt Laura and a Big Brother representative.
I think we barely even talked to each other, honestly. Like, we just said hi.
Absolutely. I was so nervous.
It was awkward, but it went well. They arranged to meet each other again in a week. For 2 hours. Alone. No one knew what to expect. Least of all, Bob. Bob has no kids of his own. It just never came up. So he spent those 7 days wondering,
oh man, what am I going to do for a whole 2 hours? I'm like, oh. So I met with Ethan and I said, well, what would you like to do? He says, well, let's go to the arcade. And I'm like, okay. So we went to the arcade and I'm looking at my watch. I'm like, oh, there's an hour down now. What do I do? It just seemed like 5 days and it was just 2 hours.
Ethan really needed someone to play pinball with. And Bob knew that. He'd read Ethan's file. Ethan had been adopted a year earlier by his Aunt Laura. His biological parents are out of the picture. Parental rights fully terminated. When Laura first picked Ethan up...
So the first week and a half, it was like every single day was the best day of his life ever. He was never allowed to have a mohawk, so we went and got a mohawk. And then we went and got a boogie board and spent the day at the beach.
But they couldn't boogie board forever.
The honeymoon period wore off.
Laura's a single mum with 2 daughters, 2 jobs, and amazingly, love to spare. After Ethan's rough start in life, Laura was determined to find Ethan a male role model.
So here's somebody who's got it together. Somebody who was specifically for him.
Like Laura, Bob took his role seriously. He knew that the arcade alone wasn't going to cut it. They needed something bigger. So he reached for the thing he knew best.
The boat was Bob's father's boat.
When my dad passed, it was in the yard, and honestly, I was going to junk the boat.
It was like in shambles, everything.
Bob started by sharing what he learned from his dad, fixing boats.
Ethan had never had a screw gun in his hand, and I would just have him, you know, with the palm sander.
It took ages to repair. We had to sand everything, place the floors, do the electrical, we had to paint.
Watching Ethan with those power tools made Bob reflect on his own dad, things he did and didn't want to pass on.
It hasn't been always easy. You know, I'm like, Ethan, go get this, go get that. And he'd come back with the wrong tool. And I'm like, oh, no, Ethan, go grab that. You know, it'd be very easy to be critical. And I'm just like, I try to build Ethan up instead of, you know, when he did do something wrong, you know, try to encourage him. A lot of that I didn't get. I just think that he needs to be built up, and he still does. I think we all do.
The boat definitely helped me. Like, it just takes a whole lot of patience, I guess. And, like, back then, I didn't really have much of it. I was, like, always rambunctious.
At the end of the day, you know, would clean up. And, yeah, there was some times that, like I said, I thought I had bitten off more than I could chew with the project. But, you know, perseverance, we stayed with it, and we got it done.
What are you going to get, Bob?
I'm just going to get a regular sundae with chocolate ice cream, creamed walnuts. There hasn't been too many times where we've gotten together and not gotten ice cream.
Uh-huh. 5 years have gone by since they met, and Ethan's now one controversial inch taller than Bob.
He's happy.
A lot of their time together is easy, but Bob still worries about kids slipping through the cracks. And here on the Cape, those cracks can be huge.
I see it all the time, parents with their kids. These are great parents, and their kids just get hooked up with the wrong people. They're doing the wrong things. I've seen parents that have had to go to their kids' funerals, you know, and that's how fast it can go.
Bob builds Ethan up persistently, one well-timed smile or ice cream at a time.
I'm just waiting for the day. It's like, no, Bob, you know, I'm going to go hang out with my friends. I haven't had to experience any of that rejection yet. He's always available for me. For a week.
Crazy. Oreo's way better.
For WCAI's Ways of Life, I'm Katz Laszlo in Mashpee.